Should buffer if trial should come, let this blessed assurance that eyes had like a river attended my will, when sorrows like seeds billows, like seeds billows, whatever my lot, taught me to know. Oh, it is well with my soul. Oh, it is well with my soul. It is well. Oh, it is well with my soul. Oh, it is well. Oh, it is well.
so glorious. To know that all is well with our soul. Because of Calvary, because of the great shepherd, we give you the praises today. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Thank you for coming in our midst. Thank you for your lovely presence. Great songs of Zion. Anointed song leaders, anointed musicians, anointed people, it is well with our soul. Thank you so much today. Pray, Lord, that you will come and bless the word. Feed us with bread that is convenient for us today. Let every man gather manna according to his eating. And even the bread of life that come down from heaven. Remember the sick and the afflicted, O Lord. Remember our brethren overseas, streaming in today. Those on the DVDs, those that are on the MP3, those that will be on the cassette. Pray that you will give them a special blessing. Bless them all for their efforts. I remember, Lord, the sick today, Brother Fletcher's mother, dying in the hospital. Lord, we send forth your word today as a church of the living God. And if she is not ready, Lord, to hold back her soul here, if all is not well with her soul, keep her back until she makes that sudden step in the right direction. Remember her as the thief on the cross. Forgive her for her sins. Let her find peace. Let her not enter, O Lord, into that region of the lost today. Bless and undertake for the lady at 72 years of age. Grant her grace. And, Lord, give her enough consciousness to accept your salvation. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless all the brethren today in the name of the Lord, and bless our gathering today. O God, have your own way. Bless the word and help your servant to speak the words aright in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving, and the congregation say, Amen. And now, in our Bibles, we read in the book of Mark, the 9th chapter. Verse. And I will take one verse from the book of Deuteronomy. It is found in the 10th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy and the 14th verse. All right, let us read Deuteronomy. Those who did not find it, just listen to the words of life. One little verse. Behold the heaven, and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God. The earth also, with all therein is. Behold the heaven, and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God. The earth also, with all that therein is. And now Mark 9:43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worms dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will he season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. I cannot help but comment this evening on the mighty, mighty song service and the visitation of the Lord. Divine music. With all the heat and all the fans that are going, we can still say that we enjoy the presence of the Lord. I'm sorry about the heat, but we cannot do nothing about it. Trusting that it will cool down after a while. The Lord always come and so charge us that we don't even feel the heat. After a while, we are looking forward for that. And we are thankful and grateful to the Lord for such a visitation here this evening. The Lord has really blessed Micah in a special way with a very strong anointing to lead the song service. He has anointed the guitarist. And after getting prepared with my notes, I look out there and I see Brother Courtney. Yes, just playing that guitar. And I think back of the many years that he had been playing. And I glorify God on behalf of Brother Courtney. I listen to some of the back tapes and I hear the guitar so vividly playing. Yes, and I say the Lord has really called this man and bless him to bless our hearts with the guitar. And then they switch it over to the sax with Enoch and our brother Trotman, and it is certainly a blessing. Don't stop playing at all. We enjoy that. And then we hear the piano, then we hear the organ, and I tell you, it's certainly a blessing to us. I thought that I had to stop here and say how much we are blessed. The songs and by the music and, you know, everything that goes with it, we are certainly in the realm of the Holy Ghost. We have contacted the spiritual realm of God. Yes, and not forgetting our precious brethren overseas that are tuned in today. Some of them woke up and some of them don't go to sleep at night. They just wait to get the streaming. And may the Lord bless you, precious brethren there in India. Bless you, brethren in the Caribbean here, and especially our precious brethren there at GCC. Our humble pastor, precious brother that have gone through the mill, Brother Kenny McGee. Yes, I believe that we are certainly the people of God. And we would live in that new world. We are in tune with the spiritual world. And we are on the right side. So we are thankful to the Lord. And it's a long time we never waved to our brethren on the outside there, and I know that they enjoy it. We want to wave to Brother Asawatam, Brother McGee, and everybody there. And wave to them, they are seeing you here. And we want to say shalom. That means peace be to thee. Yes, sir. So may the Lord bless your hearts over there, brethren. And not forgetting those on the DVDs that will see you. They may get a little jealous. Let us wave to them too. In Africa and in India, Indonesia, wherever it will go, down to the Philippines. Yes, we believe the same thing. And we believe the same faith. We believe the same prophet. And we love you all. My brothers, we hope to live together in the new world. Amen. We praise the living God. Certainly thank the Lord for His great grace. We cannot help but think of that new world when we see all that is going on around us. Thank God, thank God. It just makes me feel to get into them subjects of the theophany again. They just make me feel to go over here and speak of the new world. Yes, I tell you, just remind us about, you know, our promises. We are thankful, more than grateful to the Lord. And I was telling you about, you know, a clipping. And this clipping where scientists think that they contacted the realms of hell. We was able to find the write-up on the net, the little sister in the States heard that, and she sent it to us. And then an additional thing is that they have a taping of those screams of the people in hell. So, if it won't frighten anybody, we could play it. Yeah. So, I will give the brethren a few minutes. If you have it ready, we will put it on. And the scientist, I guess, will be speaking there. He said he's a communist and don't believe the Bible, don't believe in a heaven, but now he believes in hell. Yes, go on.
Now, I've got a clean copy of it now, and I warn you, this could scare you. Here's the email. Dear Art Bell, I just recently began listening to your radio show and could not believe it when you talked about the sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago, and I didn't believe him. Like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. He received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. It has always haunted me. To those who discounted the Siberia sounds from hell story, it is true, and I, for one, wish it wasn't. Rick, listening from Chicago. And so I submit now the cleaned, a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
So the recording, original recording, is actually short, but we just duplicated for each one of us to hear it, you know, over again. So this happened in Siberia many years ago, and the story says that the scientist that was doing that project abandoned the project immediately. And what happened is that a bunch of them got shell shocked. They got so scared that they ran off the project, sort of a shell shock. And then after that, they had to sedate them. Yes, sir. Ambulance came and sedate half of them to take away the short-term memory from remembering what they heard. And then, from where they were, a big black bat fly out. Yes, of course, out of the demonic realm. And from the air now, there was a big black bat with a dark cloud, and it was written in the sky there, "I have prevailed," or something, "or I have conquered." Yes, sir. So that scared those scientists until they just abandoned the projector. Now, that is their report. It appeared on the papers soon as it happened back then. Now, I don't know. I do not claim to understand, you know, all about this scientific report. All that we know is the Bible. And we don't need a scientific report to believe that there is a hell and believe that there is a heaven. The Bible is sufficient for us. Jesus spoke of that place called hell. He himself personally spoke of it 70 times in the New Testament. Yes, 70 times he warned the people, you know, in the records of the Bible. So, over here in our diagram, we will take it down in a little while. I see the fan stopped going, thank God. Yes, that we could be a little more comfortable. So, our diagram here again, just briefly, you will notice that there is a little change with some information on the circles. Even because in our first message, we made some references that was not accurately made. So now this is an accurate diagram here now. So if you are listening to the first message and you hear it a little differently, you would understand that the references get a little mixed up. But over here, this person might be here for the first time. They're supposed to represent the earth that we are living in, the universe. This middle. And then on the right side, we are saying that there is a spiritual world. And the spiritual world has to do with the Lord, God. And that is going upward. And then we are saying on the left side here, coming down, there is a spiritual world that has to do with Satan. And us mortals are influenced from either one of these worlds. So in truth and in fact, there are three worlds that we are accounting for. And we are living in this mortal world here, and we have two spiritual worlds, and we are given free wills to draw our influence as we choose. If we choose to get our influence from the underworld, Satan's world, then we will live in that place for millions of years in torment. And then if we choose our influence from the above world, then we are going to live there eternally. I believe that the Bible brings that out real good. And I believe that we will be without excuse on the day of judgment. So right now, as we are seated here on all of our precious brethren, now take this down here. All of our precious brethren that are listening in and those that will listen to the tapes, you as a mortal is drawing your influence from one of these worlds. Every human being is drawing their influence from one of these worlds. If you draw your influence from the wrong source, then that is where you're going to go after this life is ended. Yes. And if you draw your influence from the right source, yes, you will be with the Lord. I believe that we are drawing our influence from the right source here this evening. Yes, sir. And we are thankful to the Lord as mortal beings that we have made the right choice. Brethren, just think of it. Just think of it. Just suppose that we had never heard the gospel. And suppose that we had heard it and just treated the gospel like nothing, and then want to be religious and follow our Hindu religion, Catholic religion, Muslim religion, and think of it, we would be going down the road clapping and dancing and living like the world, dressing like the world, carrying on like the world, not knowing we are going to that place. Prophet of God called that disappointments at the judgment. That here, like the rich man, he thought that he was having a wonderful time, and he was living it up. But then the Bible said, and the rich man also died. And in hell, he opened his eyes, being in torment. There was no coming out. Once you reach into that realm of the damned, you call it, realm of the damned, friends, there is no coming out. There is no coming out. So just in case, you know, somebody is mixed up, you know, with the diagram, it's very simple. We have this natural world here. We have on the right-hand side, we have the spiritual world of the Lord. And the first thing is the Holy Spirit. All right, but that with that Holy Spirit there is the souls of the just. The souls of the just. And now the souls of the just here is also the souls under the altar. Now that they are under the blood covering. That is what makes them just, is that there is a blood covering that makes them just. All right. And then in that place are houses, lands, butterflies, birds, rivers, mountains, mansions. John 14, in my father's kingdom are many palaces. But that is not enough. He's going to prepare a place for us, which is New Jerusalem. So now, don't you just get in your mind there about a little ring, you know, brethren. I'm talking about a dimension. You are talking about a great expansion in the spiritual world. Yes, our minds can comprehend that. Yes, but it exists, and we believe it. Now, this is madness to the intellectual mind. Just madness to the intellectual mind. How people could ever believe that? Well, then if you don't believe that, then don't believe the fourth dimension. Yeah, where all voices and all pictures and everything is stored there. And even science knows that our voices and our actions don't die. Yes, sir. It don't die. That's one of the first things that they tell you. Yes, that the voices that come out of you don't ever die. It goes. Then if it don't die, it is stored somewhere. It is stored somewhere. Our actions don't die. And they prove it. And I like to go back for the children always. Here is the camera. All right. Now that camera, if I raise my hand, they are seeing me. They are in India. Now man never created that. There was no wires running from the camera to India, you know. No, what the camera is doing is picking up my actions and putting it into a certain channel. A wireless channel. A man is very great. He puts that into the wireless channel and then it reaches there. There was another unit down there that receives it at the next end of the wireless channel. And then they look at it. But then after they look at it today and after I preach this message, it don't die. It remains in that channel. And all those who hear that message, yes, will one day face it if they reject it. You hear, did a man stand up and warn you about hell? Did he warn you and tell you that there are three worlds? He said, no, I never heard it. I said, look, you were sitting over there. And this man is preaching there. Every action will be recorded. Yeah, so the Lord will have evidence on the day of judgment. We will give an account for every idle word that we speak, the Bible said. Oh, that is fantastic. Every idle word that a man speaks, he shall someday give an account, the Bible say. Yeah. Now, how is he going to do that? Brothers and sisters, he made that channel there, right, to reserve every word and every action. You say, is that for human beings only? No. No. Every flea that bats an eye, every animal, every tree that the wind blows is in that channel. Every ant. You're talking about a God that we serve? Huh? And that is in there, and that is God's great channel. And man, what he done is to break into that channel. Yes. And he developed this instrument that picks it up, puts it into that channel. Is a certain channel, is a wave. Yes. And then it goes into this, and then after that it traveled through the channels of God. It reaches to the next side, and then there was a unit that traps it. And then it shows it. All right. Then after it shows, it's not going to die. It's gone. Yes. It goes into that channel and circles again. And then science says that if they could develop an instrument, they will catch that same thing again. They could go back in history and pick up the actions of men. Yeah. Now, I believe that sooner or later, they will discover more about the fifth dimension. They will discover more about the fifth dimension. Yes, sir. And I believe that will be a great warning for the world before judgment. Yes, sir. So, here, these three, we call them realms, and I call this the spiritual world here. So in this channel over here, the Holy Ghost, the just souls, all right, and then it climbs a little higher and we come to angels, and then we come to theophanies, yes, spiritual bodies, and then you climb a little higher is the throne of God, Revelation 4. All that is in the Bible. Yeah, sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah. All right. He said, he see the Lord sit upon his throne and train to fill the temple. And he saw the cherubims. Yes. God anointed the eyes that he could see. Now, over here on the left side, there came a man who knew about two places called Jesus. All right. And he spoke of this realm out here. All right. And he talked about this hellfire. One of these days, hell will be emptied out into the lake of fire. And he said, there, the worms would not die. The fire is not quenched. And he gave us a solemn warning about not entering into that place. So now over here, the first thing is the souls of unjust men. And I explained to you the vastness of that place and how many souls could be possibly in there since the time of Adam. It's a lot. And then these unjust souls, every day, souls die and go in there. Hundreds, thousands, maybe 100,000 every day. And it goes in there, and they are in that realm. All right. Now, going down a little lower is where we have demon power. All right. Demons there by the millions. For your information, don't let that confuse you. Demons, all the demons are fallen angels. Those are the angels that fought with the angels in heaven in Revelation 12, and they were cast out from heaven. So now they are called demons. They are called evil spirits. Now they could turn, those angels have the power to turn themselves into different forms. Yeah, that is where all your superstitious names came from. Here in the Caribbean, right, all these superstitious names is because the devil, those demons, has the power to transform themselves into certain things. So that is what we are accustomed with you here about Lagahu, Majables, Duen. All these are things that we are familiar with. Sukuya. Now, and the people not knowing, they just, fabricate their own, beliefs. But all these things are demons in different forms. So now, the Bible said in one place that God makes his angel spirits. Now, I believe that Satan does the same thing. Make his fallen angel spirits in order to accomplish his task. Yes, sir. So these spirits have flooded the earth, the whole globe, right upon the face of the earth. Flooded the whole earth. All right, so now these demonic, this demonic realm out here are demon spirits, and then a little lower than that realm of demon power is where Satan sits, is hell itself. He passes on instructions to these demons, all right, and then their job is to bring as many souls as possible from this natural world here into the regions of the lost. Now, the whole of the spiritual world is the regions of the lost. Everything in there is lost. Satan is lost, the demons are lost, and the unjust souls are lost. So now these demons are in chains of darkness, according to the book of Jude, reserved unto the great day of judgment. Now, that don't mean to say they are chained up with a chain. No, God gave them and he set bounds upon them that they could only do so much. They are in chains of darkness. Now, they would desire to come here with an army of 1 million fallen angels and just sweep through here and kill everybody. But they are in a chain. They could only reach so much. You see, that chain hold them back is a spiritual chain that holds them and curbs their activities. Like you tie a bad dog. He could only reach, so far. But he wants to bite you. Yeah, but the master tied him there. And he could only reach so far. Yeah. So now these demons are in chains of darkness. They cannot do no more than the Lord allowed them to do. So now, when the Bible speaks of these You know, horsemen loose from the Euphrates River. It was not that they were chained down with a chain and the Lord had them locked up in a hole. All that he done is that he gave them more authority. And he allowed them more activities on the earth. So he extended their bounds of what they can do upon the earth, the mischief that they desire. And God only allows that when people sin. So he loosed them in the political realm in the days of Hitler. And we could see what a terrible massacre that the Jews went through because the Lord loosed the demons that was bound in the Euphrates River, which was the old Roman Empire that slaughtered our brothers. After that, the martyrdom ceased. And when the martyrdom ceased, the Lord said, that's enough, hold it right there. But then the time has come now, and that time came in the Second World War, where the Lord gave these same demons enough license to go forward, yes, and extended their bounds. So now they killed, how much Jews? 6 million Jews during that time, all with the purpose of God for them to run back to their homeland. Now, them same demons, listen to Brother Russo, these same demons will be loose now in the religious realm. And they're right now gathering their armies throughout the world and converting everybody and bringing them into the World Council of Churches and finally back to Rome. Now, then they will be loosed in the ecclesiastical realm, which is in the religious realm, the World Council of Churches. And that massacre will be great and even greater than the Dark Ages. Those are the same demons that killed our brothers and sisters in the Dark Ages, but they were bound. So there we are. Now, those are those demons. Now, everything in hell out here is lost, and it is called the regions of the lost. Another name for that is perdition. So now, our Lord spoke of Judas. He said, I've lost none save the son of perdition. When you say the son of perdition, you're a son of hell. Yeah, you choose that from the foundation of the world, and then the Lord looked at you as a son of hell, as a daughter of hell. So now you choose the things of this world and reject the word of God. God seeing that from the foundation of the world, and he addressed you as a daughter of hell. You serve hell, you enjoy the pleasures of hell, and then you are a son of hell. So Judas, although he was given a fair chance, he put money before the Lord, and he put the things of this world, and he put his pride and ambition before the Lord. That man has seen a lot of miracles, and he had a great chance. But he chose that. And then the Lord said, I have lost none. Lost none, save the son of perdition. There was a son of hell, yes, in this ministry, and we have lost none. So now, anytime a man sells the word of God for anything upon this earth, he's lost. So now, Judas actually went into that realm of the lost. So those are the regions of the lost. From the time the rich man, last breath left him, his eyes open up in that realm. He did not have to travel a million miles. And in hell, he opened his eyes. Being in torment. Now, if somebody is not convinced of these channels yet, you are very short. Now, right here, as we sit, pitiers are running through, voices are running through. And I want to tell you another thing that is running through here in a certain channel, and that is electricity. There was another channel, my brothers and sisters, of magnetism. Yeah, human magnetism. And you could train your mind in such a way to contact that channel of magnetism. All right? And then you could send a message here, just mental I'm talking about, Yeah, and sent a message through him mentally. That had nothing to do with demons yet. Mentally. And you just take certain thoughts and concentrate in a certain way. And you could send that message through that channel and speak to a man in India. And if his mind is straight, he can just send back a message to you through that channel. Now, don't you know that is speaking of something? That is speaking of our communication. And God made that for us to communicate with the animals and men. Yeah, that we will be in one part of the earth, and all that I have to take is a little talk. I say, Brother Rogers, come down here. And it's just like if he is there, you say, yes, sir, I'll be there. Yes? And he just come down in a few seconds. Yeah, you called me? Yes, I called you. God created that channel of communication. Yes? So now electricity is moving right here, but it don't shock you. Isn't God great? When man interfere with you, it will shock you and kill you. Huh? And they interfere with the fourth dimension and it's killing people. Yes. All that electricity is, I'm not an electrician, excuse me, electricians, but I take one lesson and run out from the class. And what it is, all that electricity is not an invention, but a discovery. And electricity is moving right here in our midst. And all that you have to do is get a U-magnet, a north and a south pole, and inside of here you spin a wheel as fast as you can and connect two wires and put a bulb on your light. Now, the electricity was here since the days of Adam. But they never harnessed electricity. Well, the same way that I am saying that electricity was here, the fourth dimension existed. Long before Adam. And long before Adam existed, the two spiritual worlds. Everything inside of there. And these two spiritual worlds was made by the Lord. Yes, sir. So now, I will call this message here, two spiritual worlds, Satan's mediums. Yes. Now, a medium is an agency or person able to communicate with the spirit world. That is what a medium is. And you know, they have other meaning, but we are taking out the spiritual meaning. Agency or a person that is able to communicate with the spiritual world. Now, the Witch of Endor was a medium, a go-in-between. All right. Now, in this world, there are many mediums to contact the spiritual world. Now, here we have the two worlds, spiritual world of God, spiritual world of the devil. One is to be lost. Anytime you serve this kingdom, anytime you are influenced from this kingdom, you are going to go into that kingdom unless you repent and are saved. Unless you change your course. Unless you change your mind. Unless you give up the pleasures that region is given to you. You are going to be lost. Yes, sir. That is why I'm preaching this. We are not wasting time. I'm preaching with the hope that every person that is leaning towards that kingdom will actually turn back. Repent. Turn back. Change your mind, friend. No matter what you enjoy upon this earth, you will never, never, never be happy. You will forget it in a moment of time. It would not pay off. It would not pay off. I'm not trying to frighten you. This is in the Bible, friend. All right? Now, the scripture for this spiritual realm out here of God, I just read it in Deuteronomy 10:14. The Lord said that Moses said they are heaven of heavens. More than one heaven. Heaven of heavens. And Brother Paul spoke of the third heaven. All right. Now, Jesus speaks of these realms out here, and the book of Revelation speaks of hell and the lake of fire. There was only one intention that Satan has for you, every human being, and that is to bring you down into the regions of the lost. He is a nasty, spiteful being. He is in that region of the lost, and he knows that there is no repentance for him and his demons. He knows that there is no hope whatsoever. He is a hopeless case with all his demons. And he intends, my brother, to bring every soul. Every soul into that region of the lost. But on the other hand, God is determined that you don't go to that region of the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not go to that region of the lost and perish, but have what? Everlasting life. That's what the Bible said. He's not willing that any perish. But all should come under repentance. That's the desire of the Lord for you. Yes. He said, I have come that he might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, but there was a thief around. The enemy come not but for to steal. Steal what? Steal your soul. The enemy come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that he might have life and have it more abundantly. He is a destroyer. And his ambition for you, anytime Satan moves around, he has one ambition, and that is to take up somebody's soul. Put the wrong conception, the wrong thoughts, the wrong ambition, the right desire, the wrong attitude. At the word of God, make them an unbeliever to the word. While you sit and hear the word of God, yeah, that demon is there from that outer world. Oh, nonsense. You believe that? Bruce thinks he knows something. And from the time you accept that and say, yeah, you start getting anointed by a devil for further unbelief. Right on that spot. Right on that spot. You contact, my brother, that satanic world. Yes, and it is going to destroy you if you continue. You've got to repent for that thought. Yeah. Unbelief. And unbelief is going to destroy more people than all the sins that they commit. Yes. So now let me just give you this little countdown on these two spiritual worlds, and let us look back at Genesis a little bit. Now here we have the spiritual world. And here we have the natural world. All right, both worlds was represented in the Garden of Eden with the tree of life on the right side and the tree of the knowledge of death. That's a tree of death. All right, so now that tree of death represented hell, is death. Notice what the Bible said, and death and hell followed. They are associated. And over here, the tree of life was representing this kingdom out here. Now let me, this is sweet. So now out of this kingdom of God, the spiritual world, my beloved, these spirits, angels, God, once in a while jump out of that realm to communicate with mortals. I'm telling you about, brothers and sisters, from Genesis to Revelation. Yet God desire to communicate and to fellowship with us mortals. So they jump out of that. Check your Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Right? There were times that the Lord was made flesh. Angels came down. Huh? And the Lord Jesus himself, he said, I came from above. And I'm going back above. So now from the spiritual realm, once in a while, they jump out. So now the first one that jumped out, my brothers and sisters, was God. And the Bible said he used to come and fellowship with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Yeah, God was living inside of there. In the spiritual realm. Adam's eyes could not behold the spiritual realm. But one day, he just looked out there, and brothers and sisters, he seen nothing, you know, amongst the flowers and amongst the trees. But again, as he bowed his eye, he seen a man walking. Yes. And he had a revelation. He knew that that is God. And that God had resembled him. Him, Adam. I'm saying that God resembled Adam. Yes. Because when God made Adam, he said, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. Yeah. So I guess Adam was a little confused for a moment. He said, well, wait a minute. That's a fellow like me. Yes, but when he moves, my brother, he moved with power. Yes, and glory. And he came down there and spoke to Adam in the cool of the day. All right. Now, Satan needs some kind of a medium to deal with the human being. He had certain plans in his mind. All right. Now, Satan, he had a desire, he had lust. Yes. He had wickedness planned in his mind. Yes. Wickedness. He had lust. But he did not have a medium to fulfill that lust. Yes. Now, when a man goes out into the spiritual realm, into the satanic realm, he still has that lust. But he don't have a body to fulfill that lust. He don't have a body, just like Satan. So now Satan don't have a body. The demons don't have any bodies to fulfill their lust. So they remain in the unborn in their lust. But they still have an outlet. In Sodom here, they come down and they possess people by the billions to fulfill their lust. But these people inside of that realm of the unjust, they remain with the lust. They remain with the desire to smoke and to drink, yes, and for fornication and adultery and for water and for food. And for sleep. And that desire is inside of them. And they are wanting that. They still have their old habits inside of there. And they don't have that outlet. So now this wicked spirit had that certain desire. And he was in that realm. Yes. He wanted to enjoy something before he got burnt in the lake of fire. Uh-huh. You know what he done? Satan out of that realm. Jump out. Satan. Jump out of a satanic realm. And he entered the beast. The serpent. Now you see how these demons are made flesh? These demons are made flesh. And the serpent became the medium. By which now he was going to do his mischief. Terrible mischief. He has a great plan in his mind. So now Satan became a medium. Just like the witch of Endor was a medium. Yes, to conduct hell. So you must have a medium. So now through this medium of the serpent, he is desirous of bringing evil and bringing the whole human race into that realm of the loss. That's Satan's desire. So he came there, and by the medium of the serpent, he introduced to Eve lust. And she fell for it. She fell for it. And when she fell for that, friends, he anointed her. She was not wise enough to know that who was in the serpent. But this man was speaking against the message. This creature was speaking against the message and against God and trying to show that he understands the message of God more than everybody. If that is not the false anointed one today, I change my name. That is what is happening on the earth today. All these heretics and all these false anointed ones are demons that jump out from that realm. And they are being used like the serpent was used in the Garden of Eden. And how you will know them? They will change the Bible. They will change the message. They will come against the prophet. They will come against truth. They will come against Bethel. They will come against COD. Then you know, my brother, is a devil from the regions of the Lord. Oh my, do you have the time? Friends, anybody that will go to hell here or anywhere, there will be something that you're catering to, and most likely through some medium. And if that is not so, you could be your own medium. Oh yes. It's a terrible thing. Now watch how this runs here. Serpent, the devil come down, and he jumped out of that realm. Don't forget that. There was a spiritual realm that Eve could not see. He jumped out. Start talking to Eve, not knowing that serpent had a demon inside of him. And there was a certain anointing and a certain power to turn her from the message of God. I am saying beware of any mouth that speak to you. Though it be your husband, it be your wife, it be your brother, it be your sister. It doesn't matter, my brother, that devil is inside of that man or woman to conquer your soul. Enemy comes to destroy you and to kill you and take you to that region of the lost. It's real what I'm talking about. So Eve did not have the revelation to understand how dangerous that devil is. You know, they never know how dangerous that spirit is. Yeah, she thought it was just a serpent, and she was had brain enough to argue with a serpent, not knowing a devil from hell and the region of the lost was inside of that creature. And then as she started arguing and started talking, beloved, the words that serpent was speaking was not the words of the serpent. It was coming through the inspiration of hell. Yes. A man turned from this word of God, he's inspired from hell. And is possibly a son of perdition. And you keep on listening to him, and that anointing is going to anoint them words. And sooner or later, you start reasoning with what that man is saying. And say, you know, you have a good point. I was seeing something like, you are falling. You're getting that anointing of the devil upon you. You are being anointed, and that devil will possess you. That is how that goes. So the serpent became the medium. And the anointing from hell was influencing Eve. And she did not realize that spirit was anointing her from the region of the lost. Yes, she needed a revelation. But Adam had a revelation. So, she fell for it. Look at this, friend. Eve is going to play out the part of a medium to cause Adam to fall. So she went home naked, and she explained to Adam all about this lust. Oh, yes. And then Adam reasoned in himself. He said that I know that this is of the devil, this is not of God. And if I do this, Our souls are in danger. Anyhow, I love my wife so much. I love my wife so much that I don't want her to die. So he was not deceived. What he went and done, he did willfully. That is why the Bible said a man was not deceived. But the woman being in the transgression. Yeah. So Adam was not deceived. He had a revelation. And he knew what was the devil. He knew that that was the plan of the devil. He knew that God told him not to do that. And the day that he do that, he will die. Yes. All sex both, my brothers and sisters, produce death. And he knew that. So now Adam was a compromiser. In that instance, a big compromiser. Yeah. As people compromise, today with a lot of things of this world. And compromise with even their family. Yes. And you know what he done? He compromised with Eve, and Eve was used as a medium of Satan. A go-in-between. And she conquered him. And you know what he done? When he done, he sold every one of his children to death. All right, brother, if this is not too much for you, when Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, what he done, he linked the whole human race to the realms of Satan. Oh, my. He linked the whole human race to the realm of Satan. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. He that believeth not is condemned already. So we were born condemned. We were born unto death to go to the grave. Yes. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Now we could magnify the cross. Now we could magnify, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Saved from what? My brother, we were born under condemnation. The day that you dropped from your mother's womb, there was a sentence of death hanging over you. You was going to the grave, and secondly, going to hell. But Jesus makes the difference. The blood of Jesus Christ makes the difference. Your only hope, my brothers and sisters, to escape that region that were lost is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is why he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am what? The life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He knew what he was talking about. He made that way. Everything that doesn't accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord is bound for that region of the lost, and they are already influenced by it. The only hope to get out of that tangle is to surrender your life to Christ. Surrender your life to Christ. Every heretic upon the earth, Pentecostal heretics, message heretics, Catholic heretics, beloved, a demon and a powerful demon jump out of that realm, just like he jumped out of that realm to possess the serpent, to bring souls into that realm and cause them to be lost. Just like that, in every age, and more so this age, demons out of that realm of Satan has jumped out and possessed the heretics, false prophets and false Christs. Yes, in order to bring souls into that realm. beginning with the Pope. He has a serious demon, if not next to Lucifer. Yes, sir. And that is why he called himself the Vicar of Christ, and he sits upon the throne. That is from the spiritual realm uniting with mortals. Satan ruling through immortal man. He has called the Pope. Then in our age, we come right down to all the evangelists. Yes, and Pentecostalism as a whole. Now think of how many demons came from that realm, and today they are made flesh. You say, I can't comprehend that, Brother Bruce. You mean them demons come down here and are made flesh? Wasn't there one sitting at the supper table? And Jesus said, haven't I chosen 12 of you, and one of you is a devil? Yes, was a devil. Now what was it? As certainly as God was made flesh in Jesus, Satan was made flesh in Judas. Amen. Yes, somebody say, I now wake up. I said, as certainly as God was made flesh in Jesus, the same way that Satan was made flesh in Judas. All right, now look at the missions played out at the cross now. Jesus, my brother, hanging on the cross here now. All right? And the prophet of God said that many people see three crosses, but there are four crosses. You ever think of that? He said there are four crosses. Now that prophet was contrary to the whole world. He said everybody draw three crosses. I'm saying that it was four crosses. How many know the cross was called a tree? Everybody know that? Well, Judas hung himself on a tree. That makes it four crosses. And look at the mission. All right? Look at the mission. Now, Judas came here and was made flesh. And you know who he took down to hell? The thief that would not repent. That expresses their mission. He took down to hell the thief that reviled Jesus and did not repent. And look on the next side, Jesus was crucified on the cross, and he took the next thief into paradise. Four crosses. Now, every false prophet upon the face of the earth is influenced by the demonic realm. And there are certain demons in that realm that are gifted for preaching. Some are gifted for praying. Some are gifted for working signs and wonders. Some are gifted for singing. Some are gifted for rock and roll music. And that's the one that possesses Elvis Presley. I'm telling you. And some are gifted for music. Satan himself was a great musician. Yes. And on this realm out here, God's realm, there are angels out here that are gifted. They are gifted, my brother, with the gifts of healing. They are gifted for singing. They are gifted, my brothers and sisters, for preaching. Yeah, read your Bible. Romans 1. Yes, tells you that you cannot preach until you have that angel of God, and he make his angel spirit, and he make his ministers a flame of fire. Yeah. So from this realm here, we are being anointed. All this that you heard this evening, singing, anointed by God. Angels of God standing in your midst. You think that man playing the guitar just like that? That's an angel of God. You say, God doesn't play music, you mother what? In the days of Brother Branham, my brother, there was a young girl with long hair. And she was playing the great physician now with her. The sympathizing Jesus. And the anointing fell upon the girl. And she forgot the piano. And she just got up, my brother, and her long hair flowing. And she said, praise the Lord. And the piano continued to play. An angel jumped out from that realm. sit at the piano seat and start playing the great physician that we hear. The sympathizing Jesus. I believe in God. I believe in the spiritual realm. I'm in contact with the spiritual realm. You are sitting in heavenly places right now. Yes, you are sitting in heavenly places. And that is what Brother Paul said. We are sitting in heavenly places to Christ Jesus, our Lord. And you can sit there in that heat. Am I to stand up here and preach the word of God in this heat? We are in contact, my brothers and sisters, with the spiritual realm. How you could enjoy the word of God? How I could be speaking here but connect, my brother, the heart of the elect? And how the hearts of the elect could be bubbling at GCC? How the heart of them in India, my brother, could be bubbling? How Watson could be jumping up and getting more hoarse than the preacher? How he could wake up a whole night, my brother, even because he's contacting the same spiritual realm? Yes, sir. And when I speak from here, my brother, he's on the next side of God's channel. The spiritual channel now. And it quickened him. It quickened the brother there. It quickened the next brother there. Because we are in tune with the heavenly realm. Yes, I'm certain as we are in contact with the fourth dimension here, and we are using the fourth dimension in the right way, the same way we are using the sixth dimension. The sixth dimension and the seventh dimension is the spiritual channel of God. Yes, that when you say amen here, they say amen down there. Because something inside of them that belong to that heavenly kingdom punctuate the word with an amen. And each man who belongs to that kind of a demonic realm full of unbelief, you say that, my brother, I don't feel nothing. If they say amen, they drop dead. Yeah. If they smile, they drop dead. Yeah. My brother, they are investigators. Investigators, you know what they're having? Some medium they're talking to. They are talking to some witch. Yeah. Talking to some witch, and that witch filled the airs. So they sit, my brother, and hear the word of God. Strange. I don't know. This might be my last service. You belong to that realm, and you're anointed heavenly from that realm. I am still pleading. I said, turn around. You will regret the day that you are born. Jesus said of Jesus, it's better that he had not been born. Think of it, my brother. Did it pay off Judas 30 pieces of silver? Did it pay him off? No, he's in there balling up to now. He's feeling up to now. He has enough regrets. And right on earth, he started to cry. I have betrayed the innocent blood. Brought back the money. He had suffered enough regrets, and he entered a chasm of the damned, never to come out of there. Anything that goes in there cannot come out. No, sir, unless you're alive here and the Lord give you a peep down in there like Brother Branham, that's a different subject. But I am talking about being damned. Yeah, if I get time, I will deal a little bit, maybe 28. I might deal with, you know, being damned and have your soul lost while you are walking here. And you will understand what Brother Branham was talking about, souls that are in prison now. Souls that are in prison now. He was not talking about the realm over here of people who died and went on. He was talking about living people. Souls that are in prison now. I don't want to get into that. But brethren, it's a horrible thing. And what we have here today, the same way that them demons jump out of that spiritual realm, that devil jump and come into the serpent, is the same way that these demons here jump out of this realm to produce false prophets and false Christs. To bring popes after popes and to bring the evangelists upon the earth, all like Benny Hinn and all the other names that you could think about, yeah, in Pentecostalism, every one of them are possessed of the devil. Yeah. I know they will think they're hearing a madman, but they are possessed of the devil. And under this message, my brothers and sisters, them same demons jump out of that realm in order to pervert the message today. Yes, and I will call your name here. One of them, my brother, possessed the Pope. One of them, my brother, others possessed the evangelists of the day. And around the message heretics, one possessed Vindial, a head demon. Another one possessed Coleman. Another one possessed Santiago. Another possessed Gunn. Another one possessed Dr. Frank. Brothers and sisters, these are some of the main heretics in the message, and the rest we will talk about later. We don't want to run out of time. But they are mediums. I am saying, brethren, without any shadow of a doubt, with revelation and understanding, and I know you does understand, beloved, Gunn is a medium. Gunn is, my brother, a witch doctor. Vin, my brothers and sisters, is like the serpent. Coleman is like the serpent. A medium. Santiago is like the serpent. Dr. Frank is like the serpent. And everything that provoked Brother Branham's message, my brother, is in place of the serpent today. How do you know the serpent? He will bend the message. He will twist the message. He will speak evil of the message. Tell me I'm judging wrong. I'm not judging wrong. We know what we are talking about. Every one of them is possessed of the devil. Anything that changes message, my brother, and alter the holiness standard, put people, my brother, on the sports field and say that the seven thunders are revealed and the seven trumpets are revealed, my brother is possessed of the devil. They are working for Satan. I wrote a tract sometime called Preachers in Satan's Service. Oh, it was hot and sweaty. But I proved that they are preachers in Satan's service. So, friends, you imagine something like that? I hope you're getting the pity. Brethren, the pity of this thing is that I hardly believe that it have many more demons that are not at work in that realm of Satan, except for those who have to torment themselves. The rest of them is loosed upon the face of the earth right today, trying to take the 6 billion people into that realm. They are busy at work. Now, Brother Branham had an experience of going to hell at the age of 40. He seen women with all kinds of pains. He specified mascara over the eye. And that style had not yet come into existence. Then, 40 years after that, the prophet of God was in a store called J.C. Penney Store. And the very things that he seen in hell was in that store. And he got so scared that he started asking his wife, "Where am I? Where am I?" Everything that is seen in hell was now on earth. Brethren, those were lost souls. Yes, sir. And his wife spoke to him, and then he realized that this was the same scene in hell that he looked at at 14 years of age, where the people were groaning, where they were the same women dressed in the same way. Now I'm telling you that hell is upon earth. How hell is upon earth, Brother Bruce? How hell, the contents of hell. Contents of hell. Them demons that are supposed to be in that realm, my brother, there are demonic activities upon the face of the earth right now, possessing people by the belief. So that is, my brother, hell upon earth here right now. Possessing politicians, educators, these naked people, legion upon earth. Right here today, brothers and sisters, possessing the ministers, possessing the whole of Pentecostalism, possessing preachers that are around the message. We are living in a fearful place. Now, if such be the case, then we have millions and billions of mediums then. Because when the devil came into the serpent, he was a great medium to throw down the whole of the human race. Now, if all these demons are upon earth today, everywhere you turn, there is a medium that is trying to take you to hell. And that happened one time. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them women of all that they chose. From that demonic realm, they came out and possessed them women and beautified them in order to throw down the sons of God. All right. Let me put in something here, brethren, that I jumped over just now because of the leading of the Spirit. Now, when Adam committed his sin, every child that was born from a woman, born with a connection to the region of the Lord. All right? I put it here that every human being was born upon the face of the earth, but born with a lien. A desire. An inclination to the kingdom of Satan. Every one of us, my brothers and sisters, were born with worldly desires. None of us was seeking God. No. You know why? We were born with a lien. Think of it, friend, here. This is a ditch that will kill you. This is a mountain that will save you. But you were born because of Adam's sin and because of sex knowledge. You was born with a lien. Lean towards the pit. The only thing that could have straightened you was Jesus Christ. I have come that he might have life and have it more abundantly. He's the one, only one that straightened us. But even though he straightened us, brothers and sisters, this kingdom still exists on the left side. This still exists on the right side. 7th chapter of Romans, my brothers, said there was a war going on. Huh? Between these two things here. All right, let us see. What you said, Brother Bruce, said there was a lean. What do you mean a lean? How come that I lean towards the hell? You mean you say I was connected, born, connected in hell? Yes, your neighbor's thing was connected in hell. You better cut it quick. All right, explain to us, please, how that is. Beloved, you was not supposed to be born from father and mother. He was supposed to be born by the spoken word. All right, like Adam. See how God made Adam and Eve? Just speak them. Yes, he did a little extra work on Eve. Forget that. But I'm talking about the spoken word. All right? Now, Satan had a plan to bring forth children into the world. Okay, it was a perverted plan, and he brought them through mother and father. And bringing them through mother and father, the minute that that child was born, Satan had claims on it because it came by his plan. By his plan. Listen, Job said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days. Few days, that means he's going to perish. He's of a few days and full of troubles. Now, but I have a message for you. But man that is born from the man lives eternally. That is why he must be born again. When you get born again, you are born from the man. Unless you are born from the man, you're going to die. Yes, but if you want to keep your woman birth, keep it, and you're going down to the region of the lost. Huh? You've got to eat from the tree of life. Christ was the tree of life. Yes, you've got to eat from that tree if you don't want to go this way. So man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Yeah, but Job cried out. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. And he shall stand upon the earth in the latter day. And though skin worms eat this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Yes, sir. So now, when he was born by that birth, brethren, understand what I'm saying. When he was born by that birth, yes, through mother and father, he was actually, sorry to tell you this, but he was actually voted into Satan's kingdom. And you were born with a sentence of death over your head. He that believeth not is condemned already. Yes. So when we were born here, we were born with the desires of this world, the ambition of this world. Yes, even because something happened. Hey, what's going on here now? Now, being born from the woman, from the time you were born, Satan sent one of them, demon spirits, as a representative out here, because he has claims on the body. They jump out of that realm, and here they come. But I have news for you. Out of the next realm, God had also claims on your soul. Because Satan cannot make a soul. He could bring forth the body by perversion, but he cannot make a soul. So although he perverted the body, God still had to supply the soul. My God. He supplied the soul. So at the same time, when body and soul meet together, and the little child screams out, my brother, the spirit of life coming to him, which is the spirit of death. And out of here, the Lord posts an angel immediately. From that kingdom, my brother, the Lord cried out, he said, I also have a claim, Satan. Satan say, I have a claim. Yes, sir. And right here, there are two angels that are placed, you know, and they are going to war over the soul. They are going to war over the soul. Yes, sir. So now this angel is going to stand here. That is the angel of the Lord. And an angel of death is going to stand out here. My God, this spiritual world is someday. Yes, and Jesus spoke of these angels. He said, be careful, beware how you treat one of these little ones. For their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. All right, so now that angel standing there, he is sent there to take care of their soul. Yes, to protect that soul, yes, and influence that soul to eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? Influence that soul. Isn't God merciful?
and seeing that we were born with this lean over here, my brother, if God had left us that way, we would be helpless. Yeah, but God, my brother, knowing that we were born crooked, from the very beginning we were born crooked, the Lord sent an angel from this kingdom here with a sharp sword, yes, to protect that soul. I say he's just, he's holy, he's righteous, his ways are equal. Yes, sir. I say we have without excuse, children. Any man could go to heaven that want to go to heaven. And anybody that want to go to hell could go to hell, because he gave you a free will. Yes. To take the influence of the good part or the bad part. Yes, sir. And those angels now will be at war. They will be at war. Yes. Fighting for your soul. So now, little fella, when something come up in your mind and tell you, do this wrong thing, you know what it is talking to you there? Something tell you, no. No. That's the good angel. And this angel, they're telling you, yeah, go down there, do this, do that, do that, is the bad angel. Now that goes on, and now that gives you the understanding of why a child is so humble. It is not in himself. Jesus used the only thing upon earth that he used, friend, that we have to become like is a child. Yes, he said, except you be converted. You got to be converted to come to that. You can't put it on. Unless you are converted and become as a little child, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. Now, because that child has something from the kingdom of God, so he got to liken the child to the kingdom of God. Yes. So the little fellow here now is sweet and humble. A child is a lovable creature. A lovable creature. Yeah, I love children. Yeah, I love children. They are so wonderful. There is something about a child and that humility. You love it? That you would give that child a spanking. And the next time you look at the child, daddy, mommy, and that child gets so humble. The little spanking get him humbled. Eh? And that child would not bear malice to that mother, malice to that father, malice to that person. They may become scared of certain people, but that malice is not there. That hatred is not there. My God. And beloved, through conversion, the born again experience, we ought to become little children again. And manifest the same quality in humility, in love, in forgiveness, and everything like that. Now, anytime you see a person say that they are a Christian and they are born again and full of hate, full of malice, full of jealousy, full of envy, my brother, arrogance, don't believe them, they are not born again. If you are born again, you are a child. Don't you know that you are a child? And you will start behaving like a child. Some manly ways will come in you sometime when the devil provoke you. But you will have those qualities. You cannot hate. No, the hate is out of the picture. Holding malice like that is gone. Everything that hate, everything that have malice, everything, my brother, that envious and jealous and cannot forgive is not born again. They are connected with that kingdom over here. Because hate, malice, jealousy, cruelty, violence, murder belong to the regions of the lost. And Judas was influenced by that. I don't know how long I preach, but can you go along a little bit? Oh, praise the living God.
Now these two angels, my beloved, they are at war.
Yes.
Now the prophet of God said that the mother, no matter how mean that she is, the time of delivery, she becomes sweet. All right. He said, why is that? He said, that angel from that kingdom is around that mother, waiting to stand at his post of duty when the child born. He said, that is why. No matter how mean she is, she becomes very sweet and polite. I experienced that many times with other people, you know, adults. And, boy, mean. And I experienced that. I walk around them, and I tell you, they become so tender, so soft-spoken, and everything like that. And that child was born.
Yeah.
And then that same sweetness now that the mother had comes to the child. That is why the child is sweet. They might have problems. They may cry. They may frown up. But don't you think that that devil would not get in them from this side? There is an angel here that will try to mold the image of that child into jealousy and hatred and malice. And as the child grow up, my brother, he will have a temper. Huh? He will carry on. Huh? He will do a lot of things there. Yeah, because it's influence from this side also. All right, now go easy on them little fellows. Now what is happening? Their minds are not trained up. They are not matured. And sometimes their little minds, brethren, they give over to the wrong angel. Be lenient. Do a lot of counseling. Make sure you understand and explain to them, you know, what they've done and why it is wrong.
Yes.
You just don't take them because in your knowledge they did wrong and then abuse them. Sometimes you hit a child and you never explain why you are getting a spanking because you did wrong. And a child, you ought to warn that child 2 or 3 times. Their little minds are overpowered by that demonic angel. So there was a constant battle now for this soul over here. Constant war. So sometimes the child will behave real nice. Oh my, the sweet. Yes. And I would not do it. Okay? You promise? Yes, I would not do it. Yes. Before you know it. But like a magnet, pull the little fellow and make him do the thing. This stinking angel here, this nasty fellow from hell, right? Before you know it, it influences him again, and the little fellow forgets. Don't take him and bash him on the ground. You know, help the little fellow, pray with him, cast that devil out. Yes, cast that devil out. Yes, he's going to get sex in his mind, get all kinds of filthy words they're hearing from the school. Yes, like we send to school, a little fellow, first day, he come back. Yeah, he tells somebody, shut up. They get a hold of me. Where you get that from? Who told you that? He said, I just feel to say it. Come to find out, his teacher telling him in the school, shut up. But on the other hand, he went preaching. First day. He asked a little girl, you just go to church? Yeah. I hope you're not going to a double church, you know. You need to come by my grandfather. Yeah. Oh, yes. So don't you think that they're not listening? They are listening. Yeah, that angel, my brothers and sisters over there, make sure that they listen and they understand. As long as you bring them up right. Yes, but don't think, my brother, this demon out here now that carry them to school will make them cater to the cuss word. Make them cater to the nasty conversation. Make them cater to the little fella that's seen television and what they are doing. So they are caught between these two spiritual worlds. He's a mortal that is caught between these two spiritual worlds. But thank God we have our children hearing the word of God here today. Oh God, brothers and sisters, I was never grown up like that. I wish I was hearing the word from a little fella. Yes, I wish I was born in church. Yes, nobody even told me that I had a soul
Yes, until I read in the Bible for myself and realized that I had a soul. And I was a big man, brother, 18 years, 19 years. Then I realized, but wait, I have a soul. And this soul could go to hell. Yes, I must try to save this soul at all cost. Yeah, but you children was grown up here. Why let the devil influence your mind? Yes, sir. So now around the age of 7, 8, I don't know what is the age of accountability, but that is only a suggestion by the prophet. About 7 years of age, that child has enough understanding to make a decision if they want to cater to the things of the world, which things of the world is the things of Satan. He that loved the world and loved the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's what the Bible said. And now this angel out here standing at the post of duty, and that's the one that condemn you. That is the one that prick your heart. That is the conscience. Now your conscience, when you start doing the wrong thing, there is something telling you wrong. Don't do that. Don't do that. You will get licked. The daddy will beat you. No, don't do that. Don't do that. And there's this little fella out here. He's hearing another voice. Yes. Ah, nobody's seen you. Yeah. Daddy's sleeping. Mommy's sleeping. Call somebody in the cell. Do this wrong thing. Steal the meat. You could eat any amount you want, but it feels nice to teeth. How you feeling nice to teeth, this fella out there? Yeah. You meet a little fella, my brother, somebody pinch you. Cuss him. Cuss him. Yeah. Your leg all a little cuss. What am I hearing there? You cuss the little boy? He's a liar now. No, I never said that. He got inspired from this kingdom here. Satan's a liar. Yeah, lie. Say you didn't do it. Say you did not do it. Even though they beat you, say no. 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 Then you become a dangerous liar. You know how many little children fool parents and cause enmity. Boy, I tell you, you don't know. They cause enmity. Yeah. Terrible. They lie so strict. Yeah. They will convince that father and mother, my son never done that. Never done that. Lying devil upon him. Now, if he leans that way, now he's become more anointed from this kingdom here. And if you don't correct that child with the rod, you would not deliver his soul, the Bible say. Yeah. And he will keep on leaning on this kingdom. Now, if you grow up your child in the right way, be a little precautious, you will help them. You could only do so much. All right? And then this little fella now, he gets to like the singing. He's leaning towards the kingdom. He gets to like the preaching. Yes. Like my grandboys tell me, yeah, Papa, like to hear that. Yeah, we'd like to hear about them two words, you know. All right. And they start leaning there. They learn to sing. They learn to pray. Yes. They learn about hell. Papa, I don't want to go there, you know. Yes. Now they have been influenced from this angel over here. Now, at the age of 7, 8, if they are properly influenced, you will see something happen to them. Papa, pastor, brother, daddy, I want to get baptized. That don't happen like that. Brother Bannon said, don't matter how small they are, and they have that desire, let them do it. So now, what happens over here is that the influence are stronger. This little fella get baptized. That angel stays with the child. And others come to support him from this kingdom to live a Christian life. Isn't that wonderful? Right? Now, if the little fella lean this way and he even get baptized, my brothers and sisters, then he will become a liar. Yes? He starts some kind of a homosexuality with his little brother. Yeah, living with his sister right under your nose and you don't know it. I'm telling you, this world is an evil world. Spirits loose by the billions. Yes. And then, my brother, he's a lamb in front of you. He's fooling you. And down the road there, Yeah? They grow a little older, take the cell phone. That's another medium. Satan's medium. Right? They contact over here, contact over there. They grow a little older, and you really think that you have a Christian. Yeah? And then before you know it, some young girl, she's in a pub. Like the reports are that come to me, she's in a pub. Yeah? There with a bunch of other girls. She's leaning towards that kingdom. She's ready to slip into that region of the law. She's ready to commit fornication. Yes. And then her attitude changes. Now that attitude changes, she's a woman. Yeah. She knows about the tree of life, the knowledge of good and evil. Yeah. So she's a boss. Yeah. So they run out and commit fornication. Two or three men. Yes. On the cell phone. They are leaning towards that kingdom. And leaning towards that kingdom, dear, like that, brothers and sisters. I tell you, there was little hope for them. Little hope. Unless my brother, the Lord, comes and snatch them. Yeah, your prayers got to work. Yeah, your counsel got to work. The message got to work. Then they sit down in the house of God with them spirit upon them. They love the pleasure from that tree. Yes. And my brothers and sisters, right there. Preaching is going on, and they are resenting the word of God. They are influenced from the next kingdom. So why he don't shut up? Huh? He don't know what I'm suffering in my flesh. So long I'm waiting here for a man and a woman to get married. I don't like to hear him talk. Yeah, you are a resentful devil. You are speaking out of the fifth dimension. Your attitude is coming by a demon from hell. My God, this ain't just insults, brethren. No, I'm trying to waken up the consciousness of people. Yeah. Wake up the consciousness of people. They sit there and they think they have an excuse for committing fornication. For looking at television. For looking at blue movies. And the more they listen to that, is the worse they become. Father can't control them. Mother cannot control them. Yeah. In other words, I don't feel to go to church today. Why? You want to suck on the telephone? Huh? You want to suck on the television? You want to look at something nasty? You want to read some sex book? You have leaned towards that kingdom and you are ready to slip into it. Now, is that the truth I'm talking? That is how it works. And they sit right there, my brother. They won't come near that shepherd. No, there was a resentment to that shepherd. There was a hatred to that shepherd. Yes, the backslider and heart will be filled with their own ways. Yes. When a message goes forth like this, my beloved, the only canal thing will come into the mind, I don't know who tell him what about me. See? So they judge the word of God. They get a resentment. They hate that preacher. Yes. Just like people hate me for speaking the truth on EODH. Yes. Hate my guts for telling them the truth. Yeah, but it is the truth. And the truth will set you free. Yeah. So you find us that mission services. Well, I just don't feel to go today. Why? You influence from the underworld. I just feel to take a holiday. I'm not benefiting nothing from there, going every day, sit down in that heat and suffer there. Yeah, you become too bright. You become too social. You become too educated. Yeah, and you are drawing your influence from that kingdom over there. Satanic kingdom. Yeah, and all of a sudden you get a desire. Well, I'm going to live my own life, and when I'm ready, I'm going to come back to church. You all could go, Daddy. You all could go, Mommy. I'm going to live my own life. You're possessed with a devil. You're anointed from the underworld. You have your own will, your own opinion. And when you have your own opinion, you have your own will, and you cannot stand correction, you are heavily anointed by the devil, if not possessed. Yes. You want to do wrong, but not be rebuked publicly because you have a proud spirit. You don't want to be corrected, but you want to live in your father's house and be a whore in your father's house. I tell you, brother, it's a terrible thing. Yes. So they find company out in the world. Or they have a bosom pal, an unsaved bosom pal. No, what you have is a medium. What you have is a witch. Yeah. I have a bosom pal. I have several girls who are my friends. Yeah, they wear shorts, they wear pants, they cut their hair, they cuss. That spirit is going to get upon you. They are your medium. And let me put it how Jesus put it, that's your foot. That's your hand. And that is your eye. I'm telling you the truth. This is the warning Jesus gave about hell. That's your hand, that's your foot, that's your eye. And the only way that you will ever escape the damnations of hell and not enter into that region of the lost is to cut off your arm. Yeah. Cut off your foot. Yeah. Cut all, take out your eyes. All right, break down that for me, Brother Russo. Anything that influences you to the regions of the lost, through fornication, through adultery, through false teachings, is a medium. And to cut it off, brethren, it is painful. Because it could be your husband, it could be your wife, it could be your children, it could be a friend, it could be a relative, it could be a heretic, it could be a preacher, it could be a backslidden pastor. Huh? Sure. Put that in that category of Mark 9, 43, 50. And Jesus warned you about that. He said, if your foot, if your eye, if your hand, cut it off, he said. I'm saying to cut off the old friend. If that husband is talking unbelief to you like his serpent talked to Eve, cut him off. Tell him flat out, I don't want to hear that. You're anointed by the devil. You say, I might lose him and he might divorce me. Jesus said, cut it off. Jesus said, cut it off. Now you think it's an easy thing to cut off your arm? Don't you know it will pain you? Well, Jesus was expressing the pains that you must go through for separation. That's the only way. He said, listen to me. You could go down to hell with that husband of yours and that wife and that child and that friend and that relative and that pastor and that preacher. He said, you are born there where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He said, listen to me, children. It's more profitable to go, to not go into that place and to enter into life maimed and halt and blind. In other words, it's better go to heaven without your friends. Is that the correct interpretation of the Bible? It's better to go to heaven and enter into life without that adulterer, without that fornicator, without that best friend. Beloved, you will regret the day that you're born if you don't amputate them friends from your life. Oh my, looking for a place to stop. Oh yes, sir. So now, we are living in a atmosphere of demon power throughout the world today. All these spirits are loosed from the demonic realm. And it's the worst age that any man could ever live in. But the most glorious age, on the other hand. So now, the realm of Satan, my brothers and sisters, are here upon the earth because there are enough mediums for him to work. Everywhere a child of God looks, there is a medium to connect him to hell. An adulterer, a fornicator, music, you go down to the busy place there. My beloved, it's music. Hear what happened to a converted brother man. You say music ain't nothing. And I am only listening to it, you know, periodically. And I'm listening to it on my earphone. My mother and they don't even know that I am listening to that. I listen it to under my covers, right in the bed. You're going to get demon possessed, child. And it is very easy to get demon possessed. Here was a young woman. She was a real unsaved girl. And she was a dancer and everything. And she came and accepted the Lord. So she had some track in her hand. And she said, I will go and witness in the party there. But the seed in her heart now, maybe she wanted to hear the music, you know. So the music was attracting her. And she went in there, brothers and sisters, and she started to hand out the tracts and everything. And yes, I'm saved now and everything like that. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Here was a tract. Before she knew it, something captivated her. And she started to dance. And she knew that something went down in her. So she ran from the dance hall. She was smart enough. Ran from the dance hall, went and wanted to break down Brother Branham's door. He said, oh, Brother Branham, I didn't mean it. Brother Branham, I did not mean it. I did not mean it. Brother said, calm down, calm down. Come inside. What happened? Oh, Brother Branham, such and such and such and such. I did. Oh, Brother Branham. Oh, yes. And Brother Branham prayed for her. And Brother Branham said, a big black bat. My brother started making some eruption in that room and start moving the curtain up and down, up and down. Yes, a drunk fella gets sober. Drunk fella Brother Branham had in there gets sobered. Huh? And a big black bat fly out from behind the girl like that. And Brother Branham gets so scared, he said, the blood of Jesus Christ saved me from that thing. Yes, and he was fed, and the girl was delivered. Beloved, once she went into that pub, once she went into that place, yes, into that party, and them demons flooded her soul. If there was not somebody to lead her out of that, she will remain in that region of the loss. Now, you see rock and roll music, let the musician get ready. You see all the rock and roll music that take over the churches today, all the jazz and all those kinds of things. My brother, demons have flooded the religious world. It's carrying them right back to Rome. Yes, this is Pentecostalism. Yes, with all their tongues, they have demons talking in tongues. Demons manifesting gifts. Naked inside of the church. Pants and everything. And brothers and sisters, they are haunted souls. All right, I'll close with this little note. Haunted souls. When a soul goes to hell, friends, you are haunted. People talk about haunted souls and they know nothing about what they're talking about. Now, when a soul goes to hell, it belongs to Satan. In order for Satan to bring other souls into his kingdom and to cause much trouble upon the earth, a demon gets into this soul, which is in the image of a man, a woman. And then it comes amongst mortals. And when it comes amongst mortals, it comes here to deceive souls. Okay, one instance, many of you were Hindus, Baptists, Muslims. So this demon will come in the form of a loved one that died. Mother, father, brother, sister. And people already have that kind of teaching. So this demon will come in the resemblance of that fellow because he borrowed the soul from that region. And he appears. And when he appears now, he will speak to that soul and say, I am hungry. Yes, I am thirsty. You did not do any prayers for me, Hindu, Muslim. You did not light a candle for me. You think that that is you think that that is your uncle and your mother and your father. Then you start catering to that. And you go there now and you make a prayers, what we call prayers. Then you start doing certain things. You put some food and say you will eat that within 3 days according to the Hindu customs, Muslim custom. And then you get bound to that. The day that you don't do that, friend, is ruction in the place. That demon will come and anoint you and even possess you. Because you start catering to a demon and you don't know it was a demon. You thought it was your uncle and your father and your mother. Right? People get trapped by interpreting their dreams. Certain sensations. They get a vision. Yeah. They get some kind of a voices in the air. And they want to cater to that. You're going to become demon possessed. Don't play with these supernatural. Forget the dream. Forget them kind of visions. You have a pastor to lead you. Forget these voices. Don't answer back. Don't cater to it. There are much demonic activity upon the face of the earth. Everywhere you go, there is a demon trying to take your soul to hell. All right, now that same demon. Brother Branham related a story. This devil wanted to cause people to have accidents and die. Kill them before they accept the Lord. So a woman was going down the highway and she see an old man crossing the road with a coat on and she run into the man. She pick him up, throw him in the air, he fell. And she looked everywhere and could not find the man. She went to the police and the police came by and searched and could not find the man. All right. A little later on, they check in their records. And in that record, 5 years previous to that, there was a man with the same description that got bounced there by a car and died. But a man said, when you see people like that after death, they are in hell. So Satan borrowed that soul, which is in the resemblance of the old man, and bring him there in order to kill another man, to kill a family on the road, yeah, and take them souls to hell if they did not repent. All right, now that ain't too far-fetched. Right in this country, it was in the papers. Now, a few miles away from us here down the highway, there is a tomb. Now, that tomb belonged to a white young woman. Those Europeans that used to own the estates and so on. And she died somehow. And she is buried right on the hill. And the tomb is there. Now, motorists for many years passing down that highway late at night always see a white young woman, which is very strange in this country for a white girl to be out like that. And she'll be crossing the road right in front of the motor car, squeak brakes and everything, and got into accident and cannot find nobody. It became so rampant that it even appeared on the papers. And many motorists, they testified to this fact. Right down a few miles away from us, it is so sad and it bleeds my heart to think of that young woman being in hell. But that's the way that Satan haunts souls, and that is what we call haunted souls. You must obey the dictates of the devil in hell. And he appears with you sometime. After I preached the other night, a little sister who was former Hindu, she told me a little story. She said, I had an uncle that was very fond of me, and he loved me. And he said, Brother Bruce, one day during the day, I was going through the stores, and behold, I seen my uncle walking. I said, what he done? He said, he just passed me by and looked at me and acknowledged me, and he went out. I said, your husband was with you? Yes, my husband was with me. Did he see anything? No. Are you alone? Now, what is that devil trying to do? You see? Now, if it make an appearance a second and a third time, you find it want to communicate. You know, and ask for this and ask for that. But that is not her uncle. That's the soul of the uncle. But the real thing is inside of her, which is a demon. So now, that gives you an understanding of all these ghost stories that we have been hearing. And the time will fail, brothers and sisters, to tell you about certain things otherwise. But these two spiritual worlds are real. There are some little leftovers, you know, where we have to divide the anointing from demon possession. We may still have to pick up legion to speak of the greatness of the soul. Yes, sir. And divide the anointing from possession. Yes. And later on, we may have to speak about, you know, souls that are in prison right now. This generation is lost, my brothers and sisters. Few there be that find it in the last days here. It's a horrible place that we are living in. Save yourself at all costs. Do not enter into that realm. My beloved, you say, how to cut off from that realm? I say, cut off your friends. Cut off that adulterer. Cut off that fornicator. Cut off that liar. Though he's sitting right in church here, drop that friend. Yeah, drop that brother. Drop that husband. Yeah, shut up that wife. Don't let her put unbelief. Don't let her put malice and hate within your mind. You got to cut off your hand. Dig out your eye. Cut off your foot. Separation, my brother, goes with a price. And if you love your soul, you will separate. As the Bible said, be separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, saith the Lord, and ye shall be my sons, and ye shall be my daughters. How many believe these things? Beloved, seeing where we are living and the danger, yes, of how many mediums are upon the face of the earth, look out for that medium right in your bed. Look out for that medium right in your house. Look out for that medium sitting next to you in the house of God. Anything that speaks negative to the word of God is a medium of the devil that is trying to take your souls to hell. Medium in the school, mediums in the public, mediums on the television, medium on the cell phone. I said, cut it off. Yes, it's profitable for you to receive eternal life than to go to hell with these mediums. Beloved, I want life. Do you want life? Let us pay the price. Let us pay the price. Give us a song there. Yes, let us stand, brethren.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his wounding, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory, victory. Jesus, my Savior, forever. Oh, he sought me and he brought me with his redeeming blood. His healing, oh, of his cleansing power revealing. Oh, how he made the limb to walk again. Oh, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, yeah, Jesus, who come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory, everybody, victory. My Savior forever. And he sought me, and he brought me. A mansion, oh, he has built for me in glory. Oh, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the Christian sea. About the angels singing, oh, and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up the sound of victory. Oh, victory, victory. Jesus, my Savior, forever. Oh, where's redeeming blood? He sought me, and he brought me with him. He loved me, loved me, and you, and all my love, all my love to you. He found me. He sought me, and he brought me, with his redeeming, redeeming blood. He loved me, and you, and all my love, with you. He planned me. Some glad morning, oh, when this life is o'er, oh, I fly away, fly away. Alone on God's celestial shore. Oh,
fly away. Now they will be here. I will long for it, Lord. Fly away from this demonic atmosphere that has flooded the whole world, flooded all the churches, all the organizations, flooded human beings. Oh God, what's a horrible place that we are living in. Atmosphere charged with demon power. That is why we so love to come in your presence to break this power of the devil. Help us, O Lord, to live in this atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, many have slipped out of it and are devoured by the enemy. Bless our precious brethren down there in India. Those that are streaming in St. Lucia. Oh God. Those in Grenada. Oh God. Remember your children, Jesus. Oh Lord. Remember our precious brother Solomon. Oh God, in India. Brother Watson. Oh God. Our brother from Africa that is visiting, Brother Ayibobo. Oh God, Brother Nissan, Brother Alexander, they that will hear, oh Lord, this message. Bless them all, Father. Bless our brother in Indonesia. Everywhere, Lord, we long to live together. One of these days, we will fly away. What a great hour, what a great day. Bless your children. As we are about to go, Lord, go with us. Let us live in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. And let us lean away from the kingdom of the devil. And lean towards your kingdom. You have already straightened the tree. And bend the branches. That it may bring forth fruits in your kingdom. Bless us, O Lord. Bless your children. Bless the musicians. Bless the song leaders. Oh God, we don't feel to go out of your presence, but we must go. Bring us back on tomorrow. Have mercy upon your children. Remember those who are leaning towards satanic kingdom. Bring them out. Oh God, deliver them, strengthen them. Oh Lord, captivate their souls for your kingdom. We come with the message. Into your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, with your people and all that have been streaming, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and do believe. Amen and amen. Service is dismissed. May the Lord bless you. We'll sing a couple of verses and then we'll be gone.
I enter the Holy of Holies, the Holy of Holies. I enter
through the blood of the Lamb,
through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you. You.
enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only.
I enter to worship you only.
I enter to honor. I am.
I enter to honor.
I am. Oh Lord, I worship you.
Holy,
name is holy. Holy, Lord, for your name.
For your name.